Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6 p.m. British summertime. Well, this has been a day where many markets have pretty much held their breath, primarily because you have this Fed rate decision coming in about an hour and a quarter's time. And there was another piece of data came out today, and that was that labor costs have jumped the fastest since 2004 in the US, and worker productivity is slowing down. And what that means is that that's another pressure from inflation, that you've got labor costs going up. And together with the various pieces of data that we've seen over the last week or 2 weeks, you do have these inflationary pressures creeping into the data, and the CPI figures are coming in a bit higher as well, which means that you do have these inflationary pressures, and the Fed are going to be looking at those. On the other hand, they've raised rates 17 times over the last couple of years, which means that given the fact that all those rate hikes have about a 9 month to 1 year lag time, they may just decide to pause. But the more important thing is that regardless of whether they raise rates today or not, or whether they pause, it is probably pretty close to the peak in interest rates, and that is what's keeping people, or keeping the equity markets, relatively buoyant in here. Because with an end in sight, it takes a lot of pressure off of equity markets. So if they do raise today, it's probably going to hit interest rates, or sorry, it's probably going to hit the equity markets, and it's probably going to hit the bond markets. The bond markets have rallied substantially, really, over the last week or so, particularly since last Friday. And that means that if they do decide to raise rates, those bonds could sell off quite sharply, primarily because they've priced that right in. Now, gold, sorry, well, I'll talk about gold. Gold is down just in here, just a little bit in here today. It's pretty steady, and silver is up four. So silver is going sideways a little bit in here over the last couple of days, which is holding up reasonably well, given that good move last week. But the big story yesterday was oil, and oil is very steady in here in here today. Its low was at 76.30, but it's up at 76.70 now. That's down 30 cents on the day, more or less, but very steady, holding the gains very well up here. So that's adding a note of caution to the markets as well. Natural gas, which had been quite weak yesterday, is up in here today. It's up 238 points, 23 cents. It's at just over $7 at $7.14.5. And that's on speculation that there was another drawdown in reserves last week. Now, you're getting lots and lots of reports coming out at the moment that the reserves are practically full, that there is a remarkable amount of the stuff around, and all of that is true. But the two key points are that supply is always at its zenith at the bottom of the market, and this time of the year for natural gas is traditionally when you would expect to have those high inventories, because they store inventory over the summer so that they can burn it for heating over the winter. And the reason you have these high inventories is because we had such a mild winter, particularly in January. Now, excuse me, looking at the bond markets, Treasuries are very steady in here. They're at 109.05, and the 10-year is at 106.11, flat on the day. Gilts and bunds are relatively flat in here as well, and both of those have rallied relatively well over the last couple of days. So you've got a lot of commonality in the bond markets, and I think the bond markets are looking for a pause and a peak in the interest rate cycle. If they don't see that, I think that we're going to see a sell-off in here. But we'll find out relatively soon. And indeed, the equity markets have been relatively quiet in here as well, particularly in Europe. The FTSE was down 10, which is relatively unchanged. DAX was up 25, and the Swiss market was only up 2. You did have quite a bit more action in the Nikkei in Japan. It was down over 2% yesterday, up 2% today, so holding relatively steady there, although quite volatile. And I posted the Australia chart in the interesting charts today. It was up over 1% today, up 63 points. So it's looking like it's found support above that June low, but it does need to follow through on that tomorrow to really confirm that it's actually found that support, because it's really been doing very little over the last 2 weeks, just been going sideways. Interestingly enough, in New Zealand, while all other markets, all developed markets really have found support and have put in higher lows, New Zealand is only just starting to do that now. That's on the fully gross index. You can find that in the chart library. So it would be interesting to see whether it can hold that. And another interesting market has been Thailand. The SET index was up again in here today, up quite strongly. It's at 711 right now. So it's broken through that 700 mark. And when you look at the longer term chart, it's been pretty much in a very broad range over the last 2 years following that peak, well, nearly 3 years at this point, the peak in late 2003, early 2004. It found support more or less at the bottom of the range, above 650, or around 650, and it's starting to move back up again. Depending on how those elections start to pan out in Thailand, and if you get a strong government coming in there, that's going to reduce the risk premium for the country. And you could see this performing quite well, because it has been very much a no man's land for quite a while in here, but it is starting to look quite positive right now. But that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything else we can help you out with, or any questions I can answer for you, please don't hesitate to contact me, and have a good evening.